Video, Florida Schools Hiring Veterans to Fill Teaching Jobs. By Amy Furr on July 30, 2022. The state of Florida is looking to the nation's military veterans to help fill teaching positions, with applications already coming in. The state's Education Commissioner Manny Diaz said Friday the bill to begin the program had passed, according to Fox News. Diaz noted the over 80 applications had since come in, saying, "This is a great pathway for us to be able to have our veterans, in this veteran-friendly state, to step up to the plate." The Florida Department of Education detailed the military veteran certification pathway that went into effect on July 1, describing it as a 5-year temporary certificate for veterans who did not yet have their bachelor's degree. The certification pathway was for those who met the following criteria: minimum of 48 months of active duty military service with an honorable/medical discharge. Minimum of 60 college credits with a 2.5 grade point average. Passing score on a Florida subject area examination for bachelor's level subjects which demonstrate mastery of subject area knowledge. Employment in a Florida school district, including charter schools. The veterans would team up with a mentor instructor to help them hone their skills in the classroom. Diaz noted that military skills, such as structure and time management, would benefit students. "This is important in our classrooms because we're missing some of that with today's younger generation," he continued. Meanwhile, Florida's teachers would also train to teach civics and the importance of religion in the public square, Breitbart News reported July 4. The new training course includes facts missing from many history books, including that the Establishment Clause of the Constitution only prohibits the government from establishing a national religion or having policies that favor one religion over the other. In addition, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R., has endorsed more pro-parent, student-first school board candidates, Breitbart News reported Wednesday. In a statement, he described school board members as people who were on the front lines of defending our students and standing up for parental rights.